Now to that spike in heroin overdose calls in Louisville, Kentucky, a record number. In 32 hours from midnight last Wednesday to 8 a.m. on Friday, almost 2 calls an hour. That's the highest rate this year in Kentucky, which is one of the state's hardest hit by the epidemic. Dr. Robert Couch is the Emergency Department Medical Director at Norton Audubon Hospital in Louisville. He's with us on Skype. And Dr. Couch, there was a huge overdose surge in Cincinnati last August. They had 174 overdoses in 6 days. Now, they blamed carfentanil. That's the drug used to sedate elephants that gets mixed in with the heroin. And it's 100 times more powerful than fentanyl. So do you know why you had your spike in Louisville?
We suspect it's related to fentanyl analogs like carfentanil. And unfortunately, these drugs are being produced in illicit labs, and many times we're not exactly sure what opioid we're treating. Heroin has been with us for a long time, and there are people who have abuse patterns that have been fairly stable. But what's driving people into hospitals is that the heroin is being laced with these fentanyl analogs that make it much more toxic from a medical standpoint, which can lead to respiratory depression, respiratory arrest, where people stop breathing. And unless they're treated within 4 to 6 minutes of the time they stop breathing, these drugs can lead to irreversible brain damage and death.
Which is why people are lining up there in Louisville, and they're in other cities as well, being trained on how to use naloxone, which can reverse an overdose. And so people, you know, as you say, 4 minutes, sometimes an ambulance can't even get there. So people are supplying themselves with it so they can save loved ones or people they meet on the street. But I'm understanding that these heroin abusers are building up almost an immunity to naloxone. They need more of a dose.
Well, I don't think they're building up immunity. I think the drug that they're ingesting has a much longer half-life and a much stronger affinity for the receptor site in the brain. Huh. So we're having to use higher and higher doses of naloxone, and we're having to give them repeatedly, sometimes to the point of having to put patients on naloxone continuous infusions.
Well, but I'm wondering, and these were some of the questions that came around naloxone when it first was introduced. You know, we're hearing that you're getting these repeat overdose victims, but then they go right back out and use again. Do you as a doctor wish there was a way that you could interrupt that cycle legally, you know, force them to stay in the hospital? I mean, if they know that there's going to be naloxone that will save them from an overdose, won't they just keep cycling through?
Unfortunately, many times that happens. We encourage people to seek treatment, but unfortunately, the reality is that oftentimes within minutes of being resuscitated, literally from being dead to alive, they will try to leave the hospital. And we try to encourage them as best we can to get into treatment, but many times they don't avail themselves of what's available.
Well, meantime, you talk about the costs. We understand Louisville announced that the police department is going to hire 150 more officers and add 2 new squads of detectives to address narcotic crime, try to get the dealers off the street, try to get the source off the street. But what kind of pressure does this put on an emergency room?
At Norton Audubon Hospital, we're ready for whatever comes through the door, but it does put increased pressures on the whole medical care delivery system, not only from resuscitating people who have overdosed on heroin, but it's treating all of the other complications that are associated with IV drug use, such as hepatitis C, HIV, drug-resistant bacterial infections, heart valve infections, abscesses. That puts a tremendous strain on our medical care system.
And do you think that each spike becomes a new normal? I mean, we understand that while there was that spike over a couple of days, on average, the overdose calls have almost doubled. Those are the, you know, the trucks going out, the ambulances going out. Do you worry that it's just going to, these aren't going to be spikes anymore? It's just the way it will be.
It does seem to be the new normal. It's a very unusual day that we don't have multiple heroin overdoses. I mean, I wish there were days when we didn't have very many, but I haven't had a day like that in a long time. So it is something that that we're experiencing. It takes a tremendous toll on not only physicians and nurses, but also on our pre-hospital first responders, paramedics, EMTs, fire department staff, police department staff, who are responding to these emergencies, because many times the people that they're encountering are already deceased. And to do that day in and day out just puts a tremendous emotional toll on people.
Yeah, can only imagine. And for the families who know that there's this, you know, this killer on their streets that you want to try to keep loved ones from. That's Dr. Robert Couch, the Emergency Department Medical Director at Norton Audubon Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky, after a spike in heroin-related overdoses that may, as he said, be the new norm. Doctor, thank you. Best of luck.
You too. Thank you very much.